Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Sunshine expected today with highs around 75. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the State of the Union last week from President Joe Biden, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says that right now there's no substantial bill working through Congress regarding an immigration policy. As Democrats say, they want to reintroduce the bill that failed just a few weeks ago, crafted by James Lankford and Chuck Schumer. But according to U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, there's nothing of substance being discussed at the moment.
I don't see anything with legs on it. Of course, the House has passed H.R. 2, which is the gold standard. Yeah. But Joe Biden has no intention of passing any meaningful legislation that would curb the border. He wants legislation that would grease the skids to make it easier for people to come across the country border, whether it's legally or illegally. So there's nothing with legs about it. It's all a facade. He's just faking. He's pretending that he wants some type of border security. But I've yet to hear Joe Biden say, I want to secure the border.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. At Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
With hospitals across the nation and here in the state of Kansas still recovering from the post-COVID-19 pandemic, residents in Shawnee County are now being encouraged to take part of a community health assessment. As WIBW reports that the Stormont Vale Health community is helping the county launch the new survey, as the survey is conducted every 3 years to help assess public health issues presented within the county and trying to develop strategies and ways to address the issues. As according to Carla Hedquist, the Stormont Vale Director for Community Engagement, she said, quote, the CHNA is a crucial tool that benefits everyone in the community, not just the organizations conducting it. We hope this survey gives those who have historically lacked a platform to share their voice an opportunity to provide feedback so all can have a chance to be heard. According to the hospital, they say the survey takes less than 10 minutes to finish, and you can find it online at the Stormont Vale Health website, with the survey being open and available through April 30th. Other county health departments across the state say they are working on similar assessments. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Dawson County Attorney Liz Waterman has announced that Carson Haynes, the infant at the center of a child abuse case out of Cozad, has died on early Thursday morning at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. An autopsy has been scheduled for the baby boy, who was only 3 months old. Both of Carson's parents, 19-year-old Jasmine Hawkins and 23-year-old Draven Haynes, are both facing charges relating to abuse of the child. Staff at the Children's Hospital told police that the injuries to the infant were caused by severe trauma and were not from falling off of the bed like the parents had told officers. In other news, 45-year-old Lincoln woman Dawn Sean Thompson is charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking of $5,000+ after police are saying that she used a glitch in the pump at a gas station to steal over $27,000 worth of gas for more than 6 months. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Get an 11% rebate on your paint project now at Menards. Get a fresh coat and one coat now at Menards. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. Get a gallon of flat for $29.98 after rebate. Get an 11% rebate on everything now at Menards. Good to March 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Appraiser reported at last week's commissioners meeting that ag values generally showed a decrease, but residential values continue to show increases. Commissioners discussed sales tax legislation, reaching out to State Representative Lisa Mosier, who asked what percentage the board was thinking. They replied up to 1% and would like to retain the entire amount. The issue is raised with the potential for any future sales tax increases to allow the county to retain up to the entire amount without entering into interlocal agreements with communities, as in the past. Any tax increase would be by a vote of the people. Commissioners discussed remaining American Rescue Plan funds. Waterville and Beatty Fire Departments have asked for assistance in purchasing new equipment, and Rural Water District No. 3 has asked for assistance in purchasing generators. A motion to proceed died with lack of a second. County clerk will, however, reimburse the fire departments for those purchases. Washington County Commissioners heard a request for support from Twin Valley Broadband to extend fiber internet to the Greenleaf community. Estimated cost is $1.3 million, which would be funded 50-50 by Twin Valley with a matching grant. They're asking $5,000 Washington County support. Representatives noting that even a minimal contribution could further chances of receiving grant monies. Commissioners made no financial commitment pending further information, including conversation with the city of Greenleaf. Conversation regarding rural areas of Washington County not currently eligible for Blue Valley Internet could be investigated further by Twin Valley for coverage options. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved purchase of two new pickups for a total of $89,500 at last week's meeting. They discussed changes on reappointing Planning and Zoning Committee members and will accept applications from others as well as current members. Next Planning and Zoning meeting is March 28th. The Kansas governor has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties, with 15 in warning and 62 in watch status. The drought response team will continue to watch the situation. Clay County is among those in warning status, while Marshall, Washington, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley are among those under watch in northeast Kansas. U.S. Department of Agriculture and Kansas Rural Development announced $26 million in funding for two projects in rural areas, allowing access to electricity. A $4.7 million loan is included to connect 148 customers with Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric to build and improve 51 miles of line. They serve Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. Marysville has been nominated in the USA Today's 2024 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards. As a contender for Best Small Town in the Midwest, the public has 4 weeks to vote and can vote once each day. A link is online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street website and social media pages. Your news on your time. Daily podcasts of our morning and midday news blocks are available online at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Also find downloads of our public affairs programs, including our conversation this past weekend with State Senator Dennis Pyle. Cletus B. Rottinghouse, age 92 of Seneca, passed away March 5th. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary at 2 and 7 p.m. Monday at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Cletus Rottinghouse. Douglas K. Stevens, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away March 4th. Graveside service Tuesday at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 4 until 8 p.m., at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Doug Stevens. Helen R. Johnson, age 102, of Marysville, passed away March 4th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, ham salad, crackers, relish, tomato soup, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Hi, this is Nick Wolf with United Bank and Trust, and we would like to invite you to a presentation by Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech. Join us at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th at Venue 36 in Marysville, or 2 p.m. in Clay Center at the Rex Theater, as Dr. Cole delivers his agricultural update and the road ahead. You can see our Facebook post for more details. We look forward to seeing you there. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Some showers and thunderstorms possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Showers continue throughout Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain showers possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s and staying partly cloudy throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning and fire weather watch Monday for a good portion of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Dry, warm, and breezy conditions will create very high to extreme fire danger Monday afternoon. Temperatures expected into the 70s with a southwest wind gusting. Humidity as low as 17% to 23%. Do not burn outdoors. Be cautious. Don't throw cigarettes out. Report any wildfires to local authorities immediately. Red flag warning and fire weather watch Monday afternoon into Monday evening for much of our listening area. Average high temperature mid-March, 54. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 30, and the record low, 12, below zero. Sunset this evening, 7:30. Sunrise in the morning at 7:44. It's 44 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. They are the champions. CONCACAF Gold Cup Final. The U.S. women got a goal from Captain Lindsey Horan in the 46th minute to capture the final, beating Brazil 1-0. Interim head coach Twyla Kilgore post-match.
We've set new style of play. We're working towards something together, and it's very public process, and that's just not easy. And I'm just so proud of them.
Drama in the finale of the women's SEC tournament during South Carolina's 79-72 victory over defending champion LSU. Six players were ejected. The Gamecocks were 31-0 heading into the game, but Tiger star Angel Reese says they were not scared.
We're not scared of South Carolina, and I'm going to repeat that. We're not scared of South Carolina. And a lot of people are scared of them. We came in and battled to the end. And of course, we came up short, but we'll see him again.
Caitlin Clark started slow but ended with 34 points as Iowa edged Nebraska 94-89 in overtime to win the Big Ten. Men's top 25, third-ranked Purdue dispatched Wisconsin 78-70. Number 12, Illinois, was a 73-61 winner over Iowa. NBA, the Thunder drubbed the Grizzlies 124-93. Bucks topped the Clippers 124-117. Nets defeated the Cavs 120-101. The Sixers beat the Knicks 79-73. Heat hosting the Wizards, fourth quarter.
Back right wing, Jones slashes. Right elbow. Left wing outside the arc, Kuzma for three. It's there!
The call on WTEM. Washington beats Miami 110-108 to snap a 16-game losing streak. NHL, the Oilers blank the Penguins 4-0. Hurricanes beat the Flames 7-2. NFL, Russell Wilson signed a one-year deal with the Steelers. Baker Mayfield is staying put in Tampa on a three-year, $100 million deal. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jared.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Hanover girls win a second straight 1A Division II state title 50-35 over second seed Lebo, while Sharon Springs takes Northern Valley in the consolation. On the boys' side, Axtell wins the consolation over top seed Dighton 80-72, and Cunningham beat Lebo for the title. Frankfort girls won a first ever state title in 1A Division I, upending undefeated top seed Little River 47-41. Centralia, who fell to Little River in the semifinals, bounced back, winning the consolation over second seed South Gray, 58-52. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs finished fourth in 2A, falling to St. Mary's Colgan, 58-47 in the consolation, as sixth seed Wichita Independent takes Riverside for the championship after Riverside beat Valley Heights in the semifinals. Silver Lake girls, who beat Marysville first round of sub-state, went on to a perfect season, and Topeka Hayden won the consolation in Class 3A.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Good Monday. Sam Smack with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, USDA released their latest batch of supply and demand forecast back on Friday. As USDA's Gary Crawford says, there were no big surprises in the latest reports.
USDA's World Ag Supply and Demand Forecast on Friday had some interesting information, including another reduction in the prospects for the Brazilian soybean crop.
But I wouldn't say, in general, there are big shocks to this report.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says it was along the lines of what was expected.
I think that there's a lot of interesting changes within this report, kind of, you know, making some changes in Argentina or Brazil with respect to, you know, corn and soybeans, and cutting global production for soybeans a little bit this month, and cutting corn production a little bit this month as well, too, on a global level.
Right after the report was issued, corn and bean futures did go up slightly.
You're up a penny on corn you're up 6 cents on beans.
But Meyer says he does not think this report would be enough to prompt a U.S. producer to change his or her plans for spring planting. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in other news, United States pork exports race to another great start in the new year, as the January USDA data shows exports during the month were led by another strong performance in the country of Mexico, the number one market for American pork. However, pork also made gains in other Western Hemisphere and Asia-Pacific destinations. Pork exports reached 241,424 metric tons in January, 6% higher than a year ago. Export value rose 6% to $682.1 million. U.S. beef exports were slightly behind last year's volume, but export value trended significantly higher. Exports totaled 99,764 metric tons, 1% lower than last year. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. WheatRx seminars are meant to help wheat growers gain useful and relevant information. K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolulato says what the program is focused on and what topics will be covered in these seminars.
You know, WheatRx is really a collaboration between the Kansas State University, especially our research and extension side, with the Kansas Wheat Commission. So right now the program is focused on how can we achieve high yield, high quality, high profit, and with environmental stewardship, right? So it really increased more towards like a sustainability of wheat production type of program. Sustainability meaning more profit while being respectful of the environment.
Lolato says what his presentation and the one before his will cover.
First, we're going to start off with economics, right? Because we need to be able to make money in the crops that we are growing. And they're going to do a really good job covering those different aspects of what's the crop budget right now, input prices, outlook for a wheat market. Probably they're also going to touch a little bit in terms of what's going on in with Russia and Ukraine and how that can impact our markets. And so my talk in both of these seminars is beyond grain. What are the benefits of wheat to your cropping system? And, you know, just a few quick things that come to mind really are wheat residue, for example. Many times, especially as we go to Western Kansas, that wheat residue may be as valuable as the wheat that you're harvesting, because that residue is going to help with your next crop weed control, also for moisture retention. So again, all of the benefits that we can think of wheat to your cropping system that go beyond breaking disease cycles of the other crops, serving as a nursery for beneficial insects for your subsequent summer crop as well. So just there's a number of things that we can talk about in terms of benefits that we can bring to the system.
He explains what other timely knowledge will be shared from the other presenters.
Fertility management. So Dr. Dorivar Ruiz Diaz is going to be out there in both of those programs talking about things that growers need to be thinking about now for yield and perhaps for protein as well, and economics of fertility management. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, she's our plant pathologist, she will talk about important weed diseases and how to manage those diseases in season as well. And then finally, we also have a postdoc, Carlos Pires. He is going to be talking about soil health and cover crops in wheat-based systems. And in our Western Kansas program, Carlos is tag teaming that talk with Logan Simon, who is our new Southwest area agronomist.
That was K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolulato. The WheatRx seminars are taking place March 7th in Dodge City and March 8th in Wichita. Learn about registration at kswheat.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday, and they say it's going to be beautiful, so let's enjoy it. Well, the cattle markets are worth enjoying. 185 to 186 on the cash, $292 to $300 on the carcass money. So very good markets last week and certainly provides for good auction markets. We're going to start here at 11 o'clock here today, a little slower on the cattle side of the sale. The hay sales are very large, over 300 big round bales. So certainly if you have hay to consign, give us a call. Today, with 11 o'clock start at high noon, we will get in the hay department. Really do have nice square bales, 12 third cut on the alfalfa, a total of 40 on the prairie, a total of 70 on the brome, a total of 53 on the grass right now, and certainly do know that we have more coming. In the Big Round Department, folks, if you still need hay, certainly be here at 12 o'clock here today. In the Big Round Department, all alfalfa, 20 third cut, 1,300, 24 third cut, 1,850, 26 of second and third cut, 1,371, 8 third cut, 1,442, 8 second cut that weighs 1,620. I only have 2 of fourth cut, but boys, it weighs 2,120. Another group of fourth cut, there's 8, and another selection of 8 with no cutting listed. In the Brome department, there's a total of 22 that weigh 1,475. In the Prairie department, a lot of nice Prairie, 10 at 1,440, 30 at 1,260, 34 at 1,335. In the Prairie, another group of 47. In the Round Rye, 11. Round Sudex, 11. In the Round Grass, there's 4 groups of 16. Round CRP, there's 8. And there's a semi-load of 26 bales of corn stalks. Here today, the hay starts at 12 o'clock noon. In the feeder cattle guys, it is certainly a light run. Probably the biggest thing here today, we've had a lot of people looking for baby calves, and we certainly do have 5. 1 black baldy, the rest are black bull and heifer bottle calves coming off cows. Very good calves, guys. So if you need something for the kids, if you need a replacement calf, we will certainly sell those right at 12:45 to 1 o'clock. In the feeder cattle, it is a short run, but nice cattle, certainly very nice cattle. 8 black, black baldy, steer and heifers. Folks have got a wean in their vac, good lightweights at 4 to 550. The Mal cattle out of Fairbury's, 46 black, black baldy, steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 750 pounds. Shamra's cattle out of Nebraska City are 20 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Got 2 other small groups of 6 black and red heifers. They are good heifers. They weigh 7 to 775. And a group of 6 Charlet heifers with a 6-week wean. Pretty even heifers, guys. Charlets, they weigh 650. So we certainly will catch probably 30 to 40 head here today in the morning, and will be a shorter run, but nice runs coming up. But certainly give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, if we can help you at 223-3571. Now, we certainly want to remind you that March 21st on a Thursday at 11 o'clock will be our cow-calf bred cow special. So certainly write that down. All the listings are on the internet again. March 21st on a Thursday at 11 a.m. That's going to wrap it up here today. So certainly, you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:31, if you haven't moved those clocks forward, 43 degrees this hour. Highs in the middle 70s today, above seasonal highs. Very dry conditions create a red flag warning and fire weather watch. Very high to extreme fire danger Monday afternoon across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs. A look at some of this month's other weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 11th. It is the 71st day of the year, and bandleader Lawrence Welk was born on this day. March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs. There's a wealth of other proverbs that you can put to the test this month. Here's a few. So many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. Thunder in March is said to bring a fruitful yet sorrowful year. And here's one with a proven scientific basis. A year of snow, a year of plenty. Lingering snow delays the blossoming of fruit trees until the threat of frost is past. It also minimizes thaw-freeze cycles harmful to winter grains. Oh, and about those lions and lambs? We revisit those at the end of the month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The regular season for college basketball is over and tournament season officially begins as the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the number one Houston Cougars on Saturday for their final game, 76-46. Throughout the last half of the regular season, the Jayhawks had fallen to the number 14 slot nationwide and it slid down to the number 6 slot in the Big 12 Conference, where they start off their tournament play in the Big 12 Conference on Wednesday with tip-off at 8:30. The Jayhawks finished off against Houston, going 15-45 and having three three-pointers throughout the game and making 13 of their 20 free throws. They finish off the regular season at 22-10. Kansas State, on the other hand, finish off the regular season with a victory against the number 6 Iowa State Cyclones with a 65-58 victory over the weekend. That puts them in the number 10 slot for the Big 12 Conference as they start off tournament play on Wednesday against number 7, the Texas Longhorns. That tip off at 6 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
For the second straight season, the Hanover Lady Wildcats claim the 1A Division II Girls State Championship with a 50-35 win over Lebo, the team they defeated last year, too, as well. Hanover wins their fourth title in school history, their first back-to-back since 2017-18. It was all Anna Juneman in this one. 24 points, 3 steals, and 6 rebounds for the junior, leading the way for the Wildcats. She had 16 points in the first quarter as Hanover gained a 20-5 advantage at the end of one. Wildcats got outscored, though, in the second quarter, 13-7 and 14-5 in the third, but Hanover came back strong in the fourth, 18-3, outscoring Lebo, winning this game 50-35 on the back of 4 made free throws from the Wildcats in that fourth quarter. For the second straight year, Hanover is your 1A Division II girls state champion. From Great Bend, Kansas, reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasty.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats win a state championship, knocking off top seed Little River 47-41 in the title game at Fulby Saturday. Little River led 29-24 at the half, but shut down in the second half by the Frankfort defense. They went to work on a 13-4 third quarter, never looked back, led by Hattie Gross with 18, 13 of those in the second half. Sydney Wamp scored 15-11 in the first half. Frankfort finishes the season 23-3, one step ahead of last year's 22-4 mark when they won the consolation. Little River's first loss in 26 starts. They were led by Elena Eck with 14. She had all but a field goal and a free throw for their scoring in a slow second half where they were held to just 12 points. Frankfort 47, Little River 41. Lady Wildcats win the 1A Division I state championship.
On a Saturday afternoon from Great Bend, Kansas, the Axel Eagles victorious over Dighton 80-72 in Class 1A Division II boys state action as Eagles claimed a third-place finish from Barton Community College. Eagles were led by Eli Brockerman with 25 points, 7 triples to his name, and 4 late free throws as the Eagles pushed out to the victory. Axel trailed 36-33 at halftime, but outscored Dighton 28-19 in the fourth quarter for this 80-72 win. Dighton did not go away easy as junior Daniel Kramer had 38 points on 14 of 30 shooting, 18 points from Carson Scheimer, but it was the Eagles as a team that came away victorious and with a third place finish in Class 1A Division II boys action from Barton Community College. Again, your final score, still boys victorious, ending the season on a win, 80-72 over Dighton. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
It was too much of Lily Brown's Valley Heights Mustangs dropped the consolation. Girls 2A state championship Saturday, St. Mary's Colgan, 58, Valley Heights, 47. As Lily Brown, a 6-foot senior, finishes a career with nearly 1,700 points. She tallied 30 to lead all scorers in Saturday's play. Ja'Kayla Davis with 19. As Colgan finishes the season 25-2, they were second seed in the tournament. Valley Heights' Maggie Torber came on strong in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, at 21 points. 12 of those in the fourth quarter, 17 in the second half. Mustangs win fourth. They are 19-7. 58-47, the final. Valley Heights struggled from the field, hitting just 34%. St. Mary's Colgan hits over 50% from the field and 19-27 free throws. Reporting for the Indy Wise Sports, I'm Bruce Deere.
Hanover girls win a second straight 1A Division II state title 50-35 over second seed Lebo, while Sharon Springs takes Northern Valley in the consolation. On the boys' side, Axtell wins the consolation over top seed Dighton 80-72, and Cunningham beat Lebo for the title. Frankfort girls won a first ever state title in 1A Division I, upending undefeated top seed Little River 47-41. Centralia, who fell to Little River in the semifinals, bounced back, winning the consolation over second seed South Gray, 58-52. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs finished fourth in 2A, falling to St. Mary's Colgan, 58-47 in the consolation, as sixth seed Wichita Independent takes Riverside for the championship after Riverside beat Valley Heights in the semifinals. Silver Lake girls, who beat Marysville first round of sub-state, went on to a perfect season, and Topeka Hayden won the consolation in Class 3A.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Sunshine expected today with highs around 75. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, 45.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock-yard breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include 125 choice reputation calf and vaccinated gentle Angus and black-white-faced first calf heifers with January through February Angus-sired calves by side. There'll be 50 black and Charlotte cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old with November, January calves. 150 black and black-white-faced fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for August through October calving. There'll be 175 black, black-white-faced and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred for late March through May calving. We'll have 80 fancy Angus, red Angus, and black-white-faced calf and vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 23 reputation 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus breeding bulls, plus 10 choice Angus and semi-Angus all-bred heifers. For more information on this special cow and bull sale, be held Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. A 2018 Toyota RAV4 is in on trade, along with a 2016 Chevy Equinox and a pair of 2015 Chevy Equinox. Used cars priced right, ready to roll, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.